Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
Voices Radio. We are a radio group sponsored by A.P. Taylor, and we hang out at allpoetry.com. You can find us in the chat rooms under A Team of Voices, and we have different shows every night, different prompts, different hosts, and if you would like to join us on any night, you can do so by calling 1-646-37. And we share the links to the poems that are on the show on the wall in the chat room so that you can follow along or comment. We also invite you to participate. You can call and read your poem or send us a recording or even request a reader. And tonight we have some art that we are using as prompts, and they are optical illusions. You look at it and you see one thing and then you see another. It's really, really cool art. So I'm looking forward to see what everybody wrote. I'm actually going to be aided by the voice of A.P. Taylor because I'm still trying not to talk as much. So with that being said, A.P. Taylor and Hatter two of the board members are here with me. Hey, guys. Glad you're here.
Hey. Hey, Deb.
Hey.
Great song, Hatter.
Sounds like the dating game. Hi, Deb, bro.
Yes.
The dating game? Well, that's different. So, hey, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. Two in a row.
Yes.
Going to go for a hat trick next year.
Good.
Very excited for them. Yeah. There was all kinds of history made. And just imagine a hat trick next year. That would be, like, amazing. So we shall see.
Played a pretty good game. Really close, though. Really close game.
It was a nail-biter for sure. Back and forth and looking down for a while, and then all of a sudden, any given Sunday.
Phoenix Rose. Yep, absolutely.
Great game. All right, so we'll get this show on the road here, and AP's going to be doing a lot of the reading. I'm going to start with his, and then I'll do a recording, and then I'll have him read, and we'll go back and forth. Hatter, you didn't
we'll
finish yours? Hatter?
I think I did. Yeah, didn't I put it up there? I didn't. I probably didn't. Okay. I'll be sure that gets done. I'll make sure that gets done.
All right, well, then let's click on AP's link so he can read an evil poem for us.
Evil poem.
Evil
warning. Warning.
Evil.
Warning.
Evil poem.
Warning. Warning. With red light.
Would you like me to read it?
Well, that'd be fun. No, warning, evil poem ahead. It's and the reason is because I thought when I saw it, I could see four people and a baby, and then I could see the single face, and the face sort of looked a little bit sort of religious. And so I thought do the religious sort of face first and then turn it around and be about the four.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Presence Saver, a word palindrome, and it goes a little bit like this. Presence, grieving, savor, universal appeal, essence humble, a sincerity guiding kneel. Bear sacrifice of hymns joined within same, rare focus outwards, gathered prayer aim. Humble attire, robes hang while in service, tumble in followers, those game or nervous. Sun setting while pale candle burning light, among found one young with journey bright. Bright journey with young one found among light burning candle pale while setting sun. Nervous or game, those followers in tumble, service in white hang robes, attire humble. Aim prayer, gap outwards, focus rare. Same with enjoined hymns of sacrifice bear. Kneel guiding, sincerity, a humble essence, appeal universal, save a grieving presence. End poem.
Way cool. And just for the record, for the listeners, the poem's not evil. It's just that palindromes are really hard to write. And some of us like to say that, oh no, he wrote another one of those evil poems because they are frustrating and extremely hard, and he makes them look easy, so they're evil. Just saying. But like, you know, this last stanza here is my favorite one, and you know, sometimes it sounds so weird to me because it's just the same as the first one, but totally opposite. But sometimes I'm fascinated, no, almost every time I'm fascinated by the complete different meaning that you get when they're written right. And this one is one of those. You go from the presence grieving to grieving the presence. So it's like, you know, full circle, no matter what you do in between, it's always a full circle poem. But you went really deep with this one, and I think the last time you brought one, we were saying how it was your best ever, and now you got another one. It's, I mean, perfectly potent. So, yeah, showing off, huh, Hatter?
Thank you, Dick.
Well, you know,
you think of that?
He's really only writing half a poem.
I am. Yeah, that's right, Heather. You're right. It's cheating because all you're doing is copying the words to get backwards.
Just giving you the business, man.
Anyways, but
yeah,
I'm
impressed. I'm impressed when you do this. And they are evil. They're evil.
They are. No, with you.
Yes.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome, AP.
Yeah, you know, a couple people have said that now. It's really just half a poem. But the thing is, if it doesn't make sense when you read the line from left to right, it stinks. And I've seen many people try, and that's what they do. They just flip it and think they did the right thing. But did you just get anything out of that piece? If you didn't understand what was being said or feel some kind of way by the time you got to the end of it, it wasn't done right. So it's really a whole poem, because even the simple word is "and" put in the wrong spot can just totally mess up the meaning of a line. So they're very complicated.
It does. Yeah. The little word are difficult. Probably the most difficult, to be honest. The ins and ands and ofs and ats and, you know, the anything that has a linkage to another word makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
Well, those words that can be verbs or nouns.
Yes.
You know, can play that way too.
You can use a fair few adverbs and things like that just to sort of help with the flow, but.
Sure.
But yeah, it's another way of writing, really. Yeah.
Yeah, my frustration is that you got to get rid of all the little words. Not all.
Yeah,
of them.
No, absolutely.
Most all of them.
And so, if for example, you in this poem, I have used in a couple of times, and I've used of or and even a couple of times, and that's when you're showing off, is when you're using little words like that, and they make sense backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now, Hatter, I see yours on the chat wall. Are you going to give it a go, or did you need AP to read for you?
Yeah, AP, you can read it for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, great. This is "We All Keep an Eye on You" by Jay Hatter, and it goes a little bit like this. Set in the fables that are told each year, the watchers keep safe from trauma and fear. Legend-born names that can mean the same, echoes turn back to the sun. Siamese faces showing the traces when the spirits are on the run. Watching through lenses that share the expenses, the keeper of things you do, the dawn holds on to those things we long, trying to get back to you. In poem.
Thank you, AP.
Nice one, Hat.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I really struggled. I looked at that picture and I go, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And it didn't pan out.
Yeah.
So it's about I cut it about half.
It's interesting because you only need one or two really good lines for a memorable poem. Yeah? And
that's true.
It was sort of like you were trying to grasp at it. And then you got to that last stanza, watching through lenses that share the expenses, the keepers of things that you do. The dawn holds on to those things we long, trying to get back to you. See, that's beautiful. That's just lovely. Everybody would have wished they wrote that last couple of lines.
Thank you, AP.
There you go. That's my comment too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing about the second couplet, how awesome it is, legend-born names that can mean the same, echoes turn back to the sun. I thought that was, I think you did fine with it. I liked it. place, especially that you started out with, that it was set in fables. So it's like a tale of you giving this art some credence or something, you know what I mean? I think it's cool, and I like the title, too, We'll Keep an Eye on You, like They're Everywhere type of thing, you know?
Well, I was trying to incorporate the share one eye. One's right, one's left. And I figured that. And I couldn't get it to work for some reason. So I posted what was left.
It didn't matter. I think it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think Siamese faces showing the traces pretty much covers it. You didn't have to say that. I mean, you know. Anyway, you've been really hard on yourself lately anyway, so there is that. Okay, so listen, on the board, I just put the link for Rachel M. Rad, and this is Rachel M. Rad's first time on my show, and she sent me a SoundCloud. So you guys click on that, and let's find out what Miss Rachel sounds like. Tell me when you see the link.
What picture did she take? Did she use?
I'll put that.
You know?
Yeah, I do. I'll put that board right now because it's a very cool picture, and sometimes it helps. There it is. Okay. You should see it under her poem link on the chat wall now. That was her poem.
Okay. That always helps. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to push play now. Here comes Rachel M. Rad.
Tumbleweed like thistled branches, makes of chest with veins ash brown, a dead tree stretched to the sky. Nature's daughter looks on, watching through the misty haze, sight set forward down below. On a ground of decaying leaves, undoubtedly as dead as she. Lips parted with painful sorrow as she mourns so silently. None will notice, none will hear, for she is nothing more than a couple trees, empty branches in open air, cold and bare, still. See her there?
Excuse me, I really love the way she ended there.
Very nice.
Cold and bare, still. See her there? I like that. It takes us back to the title. But she also pulled all the aspects from the photo out. I think that it came out great, your recording. And your descriptions are awesome, too. Nature's daughter looks on. I like that, watching through the misty haze. So like I said, it's got great imagery, and I think that I am very excited that you have participated, and I hope that you continue to do so. And let me get you a couple comments. AP, what did you think?
Oh, it's been the last week or so has been great, Deb. We've had probably four or five new readers and contributors on shows in the last week, and great to have Rachel join us. And I love the descriptions, actually, and that sense of drawing a picture with your words, mourning silently on a ground of decaying leaves, sight set forward down below, cold and bare. It really sets a beautiful set of reference points for the poem, and I agree with you. I think the ending's wonderful, but I think the way that she built it towards the ending was excellent, and great to have you with us, and I hope to see you next time.
Great comments. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, she did well to the picture. I like anytime you can end with a question. I think that's a good angle to what's the word to substantiate your poem or the words before it? Z, still see here, there. It's a cool picture to write to.
Yeah.
It's very well done. Flowed Ned really well.
Awesome comment. Thank you. And I'm going to grab another one from AP to read.
Yeah. And hello to Pee-wee out there in Radio Land. Who's listening?
Ah, well, then that's where I'm going to go. Thank you for mentioning
okay.
that. You have that one that you can read? There it is. Okay. Hello, Pee-wee. Glad to have you back.
So this one I'm going to read for Pee-wee. And this is called Locomotive Brain. And it goes a little bit like this. Worship falsified idyllic silk clouds, winding grey matters jumping tracks. Quiet locomotive breath mutably loud, blue steel rails spiralling black. Intimating local emotive insanities, fleas fleeing time's outstretched wings. Caterpillar's bloody mangled murder scene. Slowly stands up, throwing shards of shattered pieces, winding through yellow brick roads. Storm riding on back of indecent, billowing smoke and mirror halo. Half conscience, semi-autoerotic, asphyxiating town jailbreak. Insane, belladonna teaching exotic drama to clean up your hate. Pouring psychotic, socially neurotic diseases, crystallized, excess insane. Your purple antibiotic, lemon neuratic, fantastic fabrication made in your brain. End poem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unmuted.
Talking to my mute button. Locomotive Brain. I love that title. For some reason, I heard the title in Jethro Tull's voice. Go figure. Anyway, yeah. In the middle there, throwing shards of shattered pieces, winding through the yellow brick road. Storm riding on back of indecent billowing smoke and mirror halo. And how cool is that, a smoke and mirrors halo? Like, talk about fake mind games, the halo's not real. I love that metaphor. I think that this came out awesome. And then now the end there, pouring psychotic, socially neurotic diseases. It's so much of what's going on, no wonder there's a locomotive brain in there, but half conscious, it's just, I think that this is really, really cool. And again, I say, I'm really glad to see you back, and I'm trying to find your art so that I can show so I can show everyone where the locomotive brain came from, because I think that's really, really cool. So I'm putting that on the board now while AP comments, please.
Well, I was just back having a quick conversation with Pee-wee, and it's good to see him back. But look, it was a really interesting poem. Just the thoughts and the use of words that was really unusual. I sort of have a idea of what's coming up next, and I hadn't read the poem before, Pee-wee, so I just was reading it fresh, having not looked at it. And just the combination of some of these words, asphyxiating town jailbreak, insane belladonna teaching exotic, you know, pouring psychotic, socially neurotic, it just some of the combinations of words are really quite fantastic, and a great finish and great motion to get there. And I love the title too.
Yeah, awesome comment. And before I get one from Hatter, let's say hello to my sweet. Hey, sweet.
Hey, dog. How are you?
I'm doing better. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear you back. And hello, Pee-wee. I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you.
It's a battered up board, but here we are.
I was just going to say, it is the battered board in full, as a matter of fact, because it's the four of us. That's pretty cool. Hatter, will you please comment for Pee-wee?
Yeah, I agree with what AP said. The complex words that he inserted and rhymed with. I do like the ending, like he said, porn, psychotic, social, neurotic, diseases, crystallized, excess, insane. So I caught the Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull, Locomotive Breath, and it's Elton John, Yellow Brick Road.
Yep.
Well done. You can always tell something that's been planned out and thought out well. And Pee-wee does. He's outside the box to start with.
Yeah,
so.
He was.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. And Sweet, I don't think you heard it, or did you? Sweet, you didn't hear it, did you?
I did not hear it, and I have not had a chance to read it, but I will read it and go back.
Okay, no problem.
I was surprised to hear his name.
Okay, I just didn't want to assume and skip you without checking. Okay, come over here for a second, and I'm going to grab another recording. So I'm going to grab JC home. And, Sweet, how long you staying, hon, and do you have a poem?
I do, and I will stay for about a half hour, 40 minutes.
Okay. Cool. Right now, I had quite a few that AP's reading for me, and I'm going back and forth, so just shout when you want to read yours. And if you guys click on JCA's poem, I will push his recording.
Yep.
And if you look at the bottom of his poem for his YouTube link, that is the art he's writing to in that picture there.
Got it.
Here we go.
Gam by JCA. Screams wail in the weathered skull. Banshee bellows on the brick-red boulders, rips and fissures on the olive skin, palms on the forehead, chalkboard flesh. Arsenic anguish of the kettle tin pulses in the insomnia typhoons, clicked and crackled in mandible rings. Magpies peck the brittle brain, lips pierced, insane.
Well, that was a perfectly dark brevity. My goodness.
Yeah,
especially those magpies. The visual there is quite startling.
Mm-hmm.
What a great brevity. Banshee bellows on the brick-red boulders, rips and fissures on the olive skin. I mean, he was very careful with each one of those lines to use just enough to shock the brain with the imagery that he's pulling us through all the way down to the last word, insane. And like I said, that picture is every bit as freaky as the brilliant brevity that he just wrote. So, our brevity master for sure. Great share, Jay. Thank you. Man. Sweet, what did you think?
I love the picture. I love the double kind of entendre of that picture. And I think he did just amazing on the poem. Whether you see the skull or the picture, it's just like this is what's pecking at his brain, and it just seems that could drive a man insane, and that's kind of the way he's in that, you know, fetal almost position, and I think it's just wonderful. Magpies peck the brain, brittle, rich, piercing things. It's just a fabulous start to his year, and I just love the way he put that together.
Awesome comment. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, he does a good job with the with the words he chooses. It's funny how chalk can be included into a dark, murderous scene or something, and chalk fits because we all know it's the outline of the body, right? The clicked and cracked and mandible rings, magpies pecking the bitter brain, the brittle brain. Yeah, well, okay, now what's the title? What does that mean? Is there a definition?
I don't recognize the word, to be honest.
We might have to get JCI to help us with that. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
I'll go look it up. I bet it's the description of an act, like genocide or something. So it's kind of something, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to find out from Jay because I can't immediately
don't
find
know.
Anything. But irregardless, it's
no,
just pretty wicked. I look at that picture on the board. Caught in flight. That's so cool. He might have just got done picking them eyes. And
magpies are nasty beasties around springtime, and they will dive bomb you and try and hit you on the head. I've actually got smacked by one a couple of times in a park near my house when I was about 15, 16. Very territorial, and you just hear this whooshing sound and then bang, it smacks you on the head, and you know all about it. So you don't do that too many times. The magpie peck, I've felt one of them, and they're bloody hard. So, and the poem itself was really neat. I loved it. I love the choice of words, like Deb said, and particularly like the magpie. So, anyway, there you go. Well done, Joe. Okie doke. I have got a poem in front of me that Deb's put on the board by Mr. Wayne Jent called Coming to America, and the poem goes a bit like this. Joe came to America to start a new life. The only thing he bought was his newly wed wife. Took several years to save up for land, but his vision of the future was grand. Built a small home is what he did, then had a son, his only kid. Grew a garden and raised a few sheep, did what he had to for farm to keep. His son turned 10 the week he died. Abe worked hard, he really tried, but he had help he didn't know. His father would be there with his soul in pomp.
Wow. Coming to America. I like the way Joe came to America to start a new life. Only thing he brought was his newlywed wife. And you think about the countless couples that came here just in that first two lines. It brings them to mind. Took several years to save up for land, but his vision of the future was grand. He's got three stanzas here, but he gave us a great story and gave a history to the art. His son turned 10 the week he died, and my heart broke there. Like I said, he gave us three stanzas, and in it, he just took us on an entire journey through ups and downs and the sadness there. Amazing brevity, Wayne. And on a side note, I hope things are improving. We miss you. Thanks for sending in the poem. And AP, you read, what you think?
Yeah, look, it was a surprising poem actually, because it sort of started in a way that it felt like it was going to be like this almost nursery rhyme style of writing, where somebody came here and they created something and then all of a sudden did more and led something on or something. But instead, that wasn't what happened. It sort of turned left at Albuquerque, and it got quite deep quite quickly, but it did it very, very well.
Great comment. And Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's most of the history is romanticized in certain ways. I mean, to survive being a kid back then was what, one in four, one in every four kids died before they were teens. You were lucky to even get out of the crib, you know, and to come to a land to start a new life, and then have the hardships that they endured. I mean, we take so much for granted what we have that we would just fall apart. I mean, death and tragedy, accidents happened all the time back then because there was no safety. Nothing was, you know, shielded, and no eye guards, no. Yeah, it's been hard. And Wayne puts it very well. He describes it very well. Losing his kid and struggling. But that's the way it was. I mean, and through all that, you got to find happiness. You know, good luck.
Yes. Yes. I should say, too, Pee-wee on the board has suggested, and I can't think of a better purpose around it, that JCA's title is Maddening Inverted. So, anyway, we'll see if we'll get JCA to
Cool.
Cool. Will you comment for Wayne's poem before you read for us?
Sweet. Yeah.
Are you muted?
Yes, I was unmuted. You know, I have to say that this is very close to something that I just found out about myself, which is, I think it's remarkable to just kind of just take a minute to really listen to this poem about how he came with his newlywed wife. And if we think about Ellis Island and all of this, and if we stop and think how close to immigration status most Americans really are, we're really not that far more than three or four generations removed from our own immigration status.
Yes.
My father, I've always kind of just followed my father's generational line, and we were like seven boats past the Mayflower and English and all of that. And my mother, I just found out like four generations like from Wales and Ireland and all that, and it shocked me to find out that four generations ago, we were immigrants. And I was like, wow, just going through genealogy with my uncle. And four generations ago, my mother's family were immigrants. And I was looking at it, just thinking about all that. His son turned 10 when he died. It worked hard and very tried. But he had help. He didn't know his father would be there. It was cool. And so even with all the immigration issues that we're having going on right now, Ellis Island and New York and all of that was not more than three or four generations ago. And that's what hit me most about this our home is our grandfathers, our great grandfathers went through exactly what just happened, and we don't pay homage to that as much as we should. So that I thought was beautiful.
Did you look at the Ellis Island records to see if you could find your grandparents? Was it
my great grandparents? And yeah, my uncle has
great grandparents.
It's pretty fascinating. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating where the villages they went through in New York and how they ended up in Cleveland and all of that. So it's pretty fascinating stuff. Yeah.
The records are quite complete. I was amazed. They found my grandparents. What boat they came out of, what port they left, what port when they got here, and where they settled.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
It's pretty fascinating. So, I really like how he did that. Okay. So, let me get back here to this. My pen. And I took your clown picture, by the way.
What?
So this is no more stress for a clown. Violet spears with chewing gum bubbles. Fierce sun smiles with temper tantrums displayed inside the vacuum space. A sugar cane face stuck lemon inside broad cheek spit. Consequences of circus acts lay littered on the grass, battles with the ignorant, and bloodstains in the driveway. Bodies of the disobedient lay dismembered, heads up the ass. Festivals of fighting bring explosion, encouraged exposure, grandeur and fixation on every creation. Headaches join the band, rat-a-tat-tat, raising lunatics and rock stars, take a bow. Silence and calm, soap and gasoline rags, in solitary confinement, we choke. The asphalt keeps grinding, tied up into rubber bands. Mirrors on walls to see, look back with fearful eyes. Dancing marionettes on strings pulled tight. On their battle, right? Offered his strings to a burning sun fire, man the moon as he desired.
You know, I really like that you went with the clown. No more stress for him, huh? Consequences of circus acts lay littered on the grass, battles with the ignorant leave bloodstains in the driveway, bodies of the disobedient lay dismembered, heads up their ass. Silence and calm, soaked in gasoline rags, in solitary confinement he choked. Sweet, the images here are gripping and they kick you in the gut and it's like I'm trying to swallow the lump in my throat. Silence and calm soaked in gasoline rags. I'm saying it again because on strings pulled tight in unfair battles of the fright. I think that you did an amazing job with this art, especially coming in on the clown aspect and all the darkness around that can drive a person to do things. Kind of kicked my butt. AP, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I really like the image, and Sweet completely did it justice. with her writing. I think it's really difficult when somebody leaves us and we have to think about them and how we want to remember them. And sometimes that's easy to do because they're reasonably simple people and do good things, but other times it's a little more difficult because people are complex and they do good things and they do not so good things, and they all sort of mix together like flowers in a garden bed. And that's what I read here. But I also read a respect and a peace in that final stanza, and for me, that's where we've got to get ourselves to at the end of the day. Sometimes it's bloody hard, but that's where we've got to get ourselves. We've got to get ourselves to a place of acceptance, and that's what I read at the end of this poem.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Awesome comment. And
yeah, the dark, evil clowns. you got to have a clown car to see who you are if you're a clown. Festivals of lightning, bring explosions, encourage exposure, conjure fixations on a recreation. I thought I knew where you were going, and then you didn't go there, so I had to reread it. Crazy thing to fix it, rock stars. So clowns are lunatic, are crazy rock stars.
Well, this particular
one was. A lot of more metaphors. The gasoline rags. Silence and calm soaked in gasoline rags. So to confinement, he choked. Very good. Very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. And, I put Angel's poem on the board, and I need to run in the green room. I'll be right back.
Okie doke. So do you want me to read that, Deb?
Please do.
Okay, right. So here we go. This is by Heavenly Angel. This is Upon the Wind and Dreams, and it goes a little bit like this. I travel with you in dreams, seeking you in the night. Thoughts of you keep me soaring, bringing me closer to your love. Never beyond the time of a heartbeat, never away from a thought. Sigh, and you will find a gentle kiss to take it. Bathe me in kisses so that I may slumber in your essence. All that I am is yours, for this must be the place in the universe I shall dwell in always. In poem. Okie doke. Well, I'm going to comment. Do you want to comment, Hatter?
Give me a minute. I was going to follow you.
Okay.
Okay,
sweet. You can go. Go for it.
I do. I love how she took the pictures of the trees and really personified them and made them these two lovers. And I just, the prompt picture in itself is just gorgeous. And then to make them that personification, that they're just there forever, and, you know, so this must be the place in the universe I shall dwell in always. I love the last stanza, because why not, I mean, fall in love with the tree next to you? And it reminds me of aspens. Even though those trees aren't aspens, but aspens weave together and they're one forever and ever throughout their lifespan, because that's just what aspens do. And, you know, they're all intertwined. So I thought that was kind of what these two trees had become, just intertwined at their roots and everything that they were. So I thought it was really great.
Great comment.
Yeah, okay, we'll have to chat about the phone call that just happened in the green room. But for right now,
okay.
I was just looking at this beautiful brevity that Angel put in, and I love the line, bathe me in kisses so that I may slumber in your essence. What a gorgeous, should be a prompt for a contest line. I really, really love that. It's a gorgeous brevity all the way around, and it totally captured the art. And the first line got me, too. I travel with you in dreams, seeking you in the night. It's there's longing and beauty and love, and it's another, as Hatter would say, hallmark poem. Who got the comment, AP?
Hmm.
I just back.
Did
everybody get
the
comment?
Well, I did. Yeah, I think so. I think we got there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and just in case that person's listening, I jotted down your phone number, so that won't be happening again. And I have the next poem, which is a recording that Stephen sent for us. And if you guys click on his link. Oh, and also for Stephen, if you look at the it's a different one. Okay, never mind. I was going to make a comment about the art. But go ahead and click, and I will push play, and we will hear Stephen 76. Here we go.
I Can Get to Sleep
by Stephen 76. While figures from my youngling days close their eyes to never gaze, I breathe a sigh of wasted breath. Behind me stands the reaping death. For the marble that will bear my name will be worn by wind and pounding rain. None be there to clear the weeds as hemp and cant delay my seed. End poem.
Wow. none be there to clear the weeds as hemp and can't belay my seed. I that's hysterical, and I like the song, the background from Overkill. I think that was really cool, but I have to show you the picture now because you've got to realize how perfect his eight lines actually are when you match it up with this. Of course, it's not cooperating. And I am grabbing that now. But, like, yeah, I'm sorry. I found myself a little bit razzled by the...
Meet you in the green room later.
Yeah, it was different. Which is why I'm very happy that we have a green room. Oh, I know why I don't have it already, because see, he put his own on the board, and I didn't have to give it to him. Because usually it's in my little log thingy, and I can just click it from there and stick it on the board, but... I have it now, and I am running it over there because, like I said, you have to really see how perfect he did with those eight lines with this art. And here it comes right now. Sent. Yeah, so you see the cool creepiness of that art, and he's got, where is that part? For the marble that... bear my name will be worn by wind and pounding rain. The marble that will bear my name, your tombstone. And that's what stuck out in my mind was the tombstones from the art when he got to that part. But I think that this is another extremely powerful brevity. We've got some really amazing brevity writers in this group. I got to say, you know. Awesome. Let me get you some comments. Let me go over to some...
Was that Sweet?
Is she still here? Sweet, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Can you comment for Steven?
Oh, dear. Well, like I told him, I didn't know if I should laugh, cry, or run away and see my team. But I thought he did a great job.
Awesome. And AP, what did you think?
Well, for the record, I've just got my hand out, and one of the three wounds is almost completely healed, so I'm quite excited here. After having plastic surgery,
oh, yeah.
So it is looking really good. I really like this. I love the use of Overkill by Colin Hay, who's just brilliant. And that song's a brilliant song. And the image is really interesting, and he really, really nailed the descriptions and the words there and what was in that image. So, yeah, fantastic work.
Great comment. And Hatter?
Oh, I was having a coffee to talk. Yeah, I how we threw it at the end. I mean, it's always special when all the seeds germinate. Yeah, he pretty much described it. Thanks for putting up that picture. I think that's very important to have the picture shown. Put it before you read it. Gives it a little more where they're going or what they're. Inspiration is.
Yeah, I agree, Hatter, especially when they nail the art the way he just did.
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah. Not that you needed it, but just to show you how perfect the word choices were. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, how clever it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next one, AP, please.
Yep, is Keepsake by Bordeaux. I love this image too with the leaves. It goes a little bit like this. In the waning moments of dusk's benevolent caress, billowing gently down and engulfed in welcomed embrace, it is nature's whole. And when Eve stirs, does she pine for the fallen in dashed hopes of a lifelong partner? Or a fortnight back, did he gasp last breath and fade into the mist? Thus, it is this time of day, replayed countless instants, embedded memory jarred. With feathers ruffled, she can revisit his long song, sung only to her, a melody that still carries aloft by token breeze, faint but audible, to guide her fortune until the next time. End poem.
Excuse me, thank you very much. And another one that captured the art. I like the title Keepsake. I think that was a really
yep.
sweet one. And we got the shape of a bird, and then the bird. And for a second
yeah.
there, I was wondering what that bird thought when it saw it. But back to the poem. Billowing gently down and engulfed and welcomed embrace. It is nature's whole. Anybody else hear
you
that?
There,
I don't know what happened. The phone was beeping for a minute, but I guess it's all right now. You hear me okay?
Yeah,
I can hear you
fine.
Okay, I don't know. My phone made noise, so I was like, okay. In dashed hope of a lifelong partner. That is like, just a few words, and it's so sad. The bird looks at it,
yeah.
and like, you know, bird love at first sight, and it's not a bird. Imagine the little heartbreak. So I thought that was really cool. And with feathers ruffled, she can revisit his love song. There's such an you could feel the little pieces of nature. And you could feel, like, the emotion of the love and the heartache, and it's just, wow, very impressive. another poet that I'm glad is back. This came out often.
Yeah.
Thank you, Budo. AP, what you think?
I thought it was beautiful. I love the starting point in the waning moments of dusk's benevolent caress. I thought that was just beautiful. And I love the longing towards the end with feathers ruffled. She can revisit his love song sung only to her, a melody that still carries aloft by token breeze. It's beautiful, beautiful. Just really touching, elegant writing. I just really liked it.
Great comment. And Sweet, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was like a melancholy scene of love past tugging at the heartstrings. I agree with AP. It's just beautiful love language. It's, you know, a pseudo song, just waiting to be sung.
Awesome comment. And
yeah, it reminds me of, you know, when your heart aches so much for somebody you've lost that you see him everywhere you go. This poor bird here, you can see the other half of the leaves. It's a great picture, and it's a good piece he wrote to it.
Awesome comment.
Any comment?
And I'm double-checking, but it looks like we have two more. So I am going to grab Phil the Poets, and we will listen to his recording. And as soon as I, okay, here it is. And I'm just going to put that up there real quick, too, because, like, it's a somewhat recognizable image, and you'll see why he titled it as he did. And here comes that image, and then I'll push play. Okay, here comes Phil the Poet.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Image of Van Gogh. The wind gently kissed the hairs of a wheat beard when a solemn image of Van Gogh appeared, eyes staring from the bounds of faraway thoughts underneath a perfect sky of goldenrod and quartz, cedars of absinthe dancing drunkenly in sync while the farmer reflects as he takes a drink, observing the maiden rushing by like a phantom, holding captive thoughts, refusing his ransom. Characters in the world of a tormented artist, capturing the first shoots of an autumn harvest, inspired by the strokes of nature's colorful brush, adding a hint of shadow here and there with a hush. The air is filled with sadness as the image fades. Darkness comes as the tears begin to invade. The wheat and cypress drown in Vincent's lament, bow their heads at the weight of his torment. End poem.
The weight of his torment. Bow their heads at the weight of his torment. I like the way he ended that. Cedars of absinthe dancing drunkenly in sync while the farmer reflects as he takes a drink. My. I think that he did this really cool mix of like a Van Gogh info type of thing, but also with the other aspects in the art, like the man and that's sitting there, and the woman that's passing by, and the air is filled with the sadness. But I also like characters in the world of a tormented artist capturing the first shoots of an autumn harvest. He used the details to take us into this and make us feel what's going on. And I like, again, I say I like that it
is tied to Vincent's lament and the weight of the torment. I think that you did a really great job, Bill, and it's always good to hear you read, and I appreciate your support. Thank you very much. Let's get you some comments. Sweet, what do you think?
I think Phil the poet nailed his prompt. I love to listen to him read. I think you stole my favorite phrases, as always. And I agree with everything you said. So there we go.
Thank you, sweet. And Hatter, what did you think?
Was it not a girl that tortured him so? Was it about a girl? Cut his ear off for her? I believe it was. The air is filled with sadness as the image fades. Darkness comes as the tears begin to invade. The wheat and the cypress drown in Vincent's lament, bow their heads at the weight of his torment. Yeah, it was a chick. Must be done, Phil.
Thank you, Hatter. And, okay, the last one is on the board. So, AP, will you comment and then read that last poem?
Yep.
And then we'll tell people what's up.
I will, and hopefully before the storm gets here, there's a storm warning here for large hail and for winds of up to 80 miles an hour with the change that's coming through. It's going to be fun.
It's a tornado.
We have the
tornado.
Yeah, we have the changes here sometimes. And for the record, Hatter, before I talk about the poem, Van Gogh cut off his left ear when tempers flared with Paul Gauguin, the artist he'd been working with. So it was an artist. Yes, there you go. That's what you do. Phil the poet went and grabbed Van Gogh, grabbed his world, grabbed the harvest and grabbed the brushes and grabbed the shadows and the sadness and put it all together and gave us a lovely poem. And he always reads his work beautifully. So thank you, Phil, for the SoundCloud, and thank you, Phil, for the poem. And I am going to move on to the next poem, hoping, as I said, that if you hear me drop, it's because, you know, the storm's come through and I've had to get the hell out of here. All the internet's just gone bang. So, you know, one of the two.
Safe in that bunker.
Yeah, look, it's pretty good. I had a nose to place here, and it's surrounded by bricks, and it's pretty, you're going to be anywhere here. This is a poem by Lockdown Larks called Forever Waiting, and it goes a little bit like this. Clouds of humanity begin to grow dark as rays of hope fight for their rights. Futility drifts in a changing tide mark while the reaper's eyes are burning bright. Time flows incessant with no regret. Vessels support life in the flow of ever. But sapiens ignoring 4 billion years debt turn a blind eye to the prospect of never. What might have been the sapient worth, the sun shimmers as life giving water flows. What life can find a balance with earth might be saved as the inane slaughter grows. Paddle on then with your cargoes of souls. Let an ego choose the song that sings. And when finally bowing to earthly controls, then see the forever waiting in the wings. End poem.
Great read. I really like where he took this. Time flows incessant with no regret. Vessels support life in the flow of ever. But sapiens ignoring 4 billion years of debt turn the blinds off to the prospect. Never. There's so much doom at the thought of the prospect of never. It's all just gone. There's nothing. But the first line got me. Clouds of humanity begin to grow dark and rays of hope bite for their right. Now we got the rays of hope fighting. I mean, it's just, I think that this is my new favorite by him, actually. Paddled on then with your cargoes of souls. let an echo choose the song it sings. I think that the wording here is brilliant, and spooky, I think, is the word I'm looking for. Forever waiting. Forever waiting. Those two words are so sad put together. But I think that this is another brevity that totally captured the art. And it leaves you contemplating, or me anyway, and when you finally bowing to earth controls, then see the forever waiting in the wings. Very interesting. Very, very clever approach to the art. Thank you, Lockdown. Appreciate the support. Let me get you some comments. AP?
Yeah, I really like this. I like how it sort of steps back from the situation that we're in. It sort of says that if this is the way you're going to go about it, then, you know, just check out how this is going to finish. And that's basically what this poem's saying, and it does it very cleverly. And it, great wording, love the end, and I agree. I think just terrific poem. Yeah.
And
yeah, it's in the author's notes about the gondola, right? Most romantic vessel in the world, he says. I looked at those. You had about three of those illusions that are skulls, in the, you know, in one way of looking at it. But I couldn't connect anything in my mind to how I would write to it. So I'm impressed on the way these guys grabbed them. And of course, I didn't see some of these because they were already taken by the time I showed up. That's a good one. Yeah, no, nice write.
Awesome. Now, the thing on the board that I just put up is the link.
Wait,
for my show.
Comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sweet, please do. I'm sorry.
I just felt this is so well written that if Lockdown Lars had written the Book of Revelations, more people would have read it and kind of got it.
I like that comment. I see what you mean, too. Yeah. If it was just as poetic as his poem just was, you know?
Yeah, just like, here you go. What's going to happen? It's how it's going to be done. We're over. I don't know. It just taught me that way.
Ouch. Yeah, no. Yeah, I hear you. That was very, very cool. We have some amazing poets that we get to hang around with. You know, it's impressive. Present company included. So a couple years back, Sweet Pea introduced me to this art. An artist, and I was really impressed, and I little by little started collecting pieces, and of course, and sadly, I choose this art show for a week that I believe Sweet will be away, so I wanted to make sure.
Nope, I'll be here.
Oh, cool. Well, I wanted to say thank you for introducing me to this art and artist, because I think people are going to have a lot of fun with it. This is the next week. The artist is Laura Zombie, and she is a watercolor artist, and she really, really comes up with some very unexpected things. And like I said, I'm very anxious. Like, for example, just the one, number 12, it's not raining cats and dogs. It's just raining dogs, and there's just something about those beautiful dogs that are falling from the sky, and I'm thinking, you know, that umbrella is not going to help you one little bit. But anyway, if you look close enough, you'll find some kind of statement in each one. So anyway, I don't want to lean anybody towards any direction. I just want to see what you choose and what you come with. But she has some really, really clever stuff. So have some fun and join me here next week. And
so this is a...
Go ahead.
So this is a watercolor artist with the last name of Zombie.
Right?
Yes.
I know. And then look, like, for example, look at the first one. It's a pretty pink bird sitting on a hand grenade. So she definitely makes a statement.
No, she's not
and
right, so.
I think that you guys can have some fun with that. So.
And I would encourage you, if you don't see something, I was going to say, if you don't see something you like on the board, is to go look up her art, because she also does a lot of things like the Spider-Man and Batman and all the other kind of Marvel comics that make statements too, just FYI.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, like I said, I'm thrilled that you introduced me to her, and I had fun choosing art, and it was sitting there in a draft pile waiting to come out, and looking forward to it. And Hatter, you just said some comment a moment or two ago about how there were quite a few skulls, but they were gone by the time you got there. Well, big brother of mine, every week at the end of my show, I put up the link so that you have an opportunity to be one of the first people picking. So...
I'm rummaging through them as you speak. Yeah,
cool.
I got it.
That way someone can't
good.
Take the one you
That's the whole idea.
Just saying. And, okay. Tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, Hatter's Jukebox. He'll be featuring Gary Moore. On Wednesday, Sky Darkholm is doing The Last Jedi. And that's usually between 9 and 9:30. I believe we are off Thursday. Yes, sweet?
No, I have a show.
No? Oh, okay.
No, I have a show.
Oh, okay. I guess I thought you were leaving for the wedding. Do you want to tell
no,
us
No, I'm
your...
not. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day dump day, which is basically the day after Valentine's Day. Did you get everything you want? Was it, happy day? Was it the worst day? Did you get roses or thorns? Was the teddy bear cruel? Was it a one-day romance and go? So anything that wasn't happy on Valentine's Day, let me know. Or if it was joyous, obviously, but more of the dark, unhappy, complaining, how'd your Valentine's Day go? So it's Valentine's Dump Day on my day after Valentine's Day.
Sounds like fun. Cool. And then on Friday night at 10, Liquid Damage Lounge with Linda and Carmine, open poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern. And on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, open poetry with Mr. A.P. Taylor, our sponsor. So,
and Sunday night.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Sunday night is Murder and Mayhem with Jay, PA, and that is going to be a really wicked show because we are featuring couples that murder together with one of the most infamous serial killers of all times, and that is a murder couple that is just some of the cruelest people you'll ever meet, and they will be featured on Murder and Mayhem Sunday night with KCS.
What a week of awesome poetry sounds like we have in store for us. And then again, it brings us back here to hang out with me with Laura Zombie Art. So what an amazing time we're going to have this week. And on that note, again, I want to thank our sponsor, A.P. Taylor, and I want to thank my amazing board, A.P. and Sweet P. and Jay Hatter, for doing these shows with me. I can't think of better people to do it with. And I want to say thank you to JCA and Phil and Steven and Rachel and Angel and Wayne and Lockdown Larks, Pee-wee. Appreciate you all. Wayne, I hope things get better so you can come back. And Budo and Pee-wee, glad you're back. And what an amazing show. See you guys tomorrow at 9. If you want to hang out with Hatter while he educates us on Gary Moore. Should be fun. And
and are you going to... Are you now going to call us all back and conference us in on that phone call?
Actually, I was going to play the words you cannot say on the way out the door and put you in the green room for just a moment.
Okay, cool.
So,
sounds good.
On that note, love and respect to you all, and we are going to come out in the same way we started this show tonight with the beautiful song written by Jay Hatter and sung and music by Shout Even Shy. And as soon as I find the button, I will push it, and we will see you tomorrow night. Thank you all. Love and respect. Here comes
Thanks,
the song.
Dave.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dream.